welcome to this week's episode of Best Camp of My Life, a podcast about MMA. Kind of, but not really, but kind of. For about a year now, I've been your host, Fernanda Prates. And I still am your host, Fernanda Prates, in the sense that my name is Fernanda Prates and I am hosting this show today. That, however, will no longer be the case starting next week. Because while I shall continue on being Fernanda Prates the person, and even Fernanda Prates the host, should you choose to come over for wine and vegetarian tacos and lively discussions about pop culture's disgraceful treatment of its female icons, I am stepping down, at least temporarily, from Best Camp of My Life. Calm down. I will answer all your questions and probably a bunch of other questions you did not have in what is bound to be an overly explanatory, unnecessarily dramatic goodbye message. Bear with me one last time as I once again do the absolute most. I guess the first thing I should clarify is that, unlike last time I issued a similar message, the show has not been brutally and unceremoniously canceled. This was no one's decision but my own. Fanbyte has, in fact, always been totally on board with Best Camp, and not only have I always been given the logistical and emotional tools to make it happen, I have also never heard a single complaint about numbers, about downloads, about content. It has truly been a unicorn of a creative experience, being able to actually have the support of a company minus all the other stuff that usually comes with companies, and I am just so grateful for them for this opportunity. I am obviously also very grateful to you, my gorgeous, spectacular, breathtaking listeners, and to the amazing guests that have been kind enough to allow me to project my own fears and insecurities onto them for anywhere between 60 to 90 minutes each week. And I never even had to threaten physical violence or anything. I just asked them to come on and they were like, sure. And then they came on and turned on their mics and answered questions from me. What a world. I've said it before and I will say it again. I am so, so lucky. And I am somewhat worried, as I always am when I talk about myself in this confessional fashion, that I'm going to come across as a self-indulgent brat in the next few paragraphs. Then again, if you are a regular listener of the show, my being a self-indulgent brat should neither upset nor surprise you. It's a trade-off we have all accepted in exchange for my great hair, solid teeth, and extensive knowledge on the subjects of penguins and one Mariah Carey. You're getting a bargain, if you ask me. In any case, it's no secret to anyone that I have been having some creative struggles lately. I talked about this a few episodes ago, and honestly, the response both warmed and broke my heart. So many people I respect and admire came up to me saying that they too were having a tough time just existing as thinking, working, moderately functioning people with brains, all the while working in a field that asks that these brains constantly come up with shit that is interesting and relevant to other brains. The burnout is real for, if not all, I'm thinking most. And honestly, who can blame us? We truly are living through some rough shit. And I don't know about the rest of you, but at least for me, it often feels like I'm spending so much energy in the basic mechanics of keeping myself alive and responsive that I don't really have much else to give for anything else. Even if what I am ultimately giving really is just one relatively simple weekly thing that really doesn't involve splitting the atom or dealing with self-absorbed assholes who refuse to wear masks in public spaces. So I guess that's part of it. The whole living through this massive planetary shift and having to maintain our capacity to produce value to the external world, all the while realizing that this pursuit not only does not contribute to, but often actively hurts our internal lives thing. But after decades of vaguely gesturing toward the horizon and blaming the abstract entity, the world, as the root of all my ailments, I've come to realize that I can't always, emphasis on always, because sometimes it's totally fine, just blame outside circumstances for moments of inner turbulence. Sometimes you just gotta be your own source of motivation. And as I have also discussed in the past on account of me being sincere to a pathological and frankly uncomfortable degree, I have been lacking on that department too. Where the issue with that lies exactly is something I am working on and have a tougher time really pinpointing. I'm clearly not thriving mentally, and one can see why being just completely immersed in thought sludge all the time can hinder one's ambition and motivation to do cool things. So there is that. But again, I don't think that's all there is to it, which is why I am not quitting FinBite or podcasting altogether. More on that in a minute. The thing is, I just haven't been excited about MMA. I know that's probably not the smartest thing to say, considering I have literally built my entire professional life around this sport. And it is my perception that being accepted, let alone respected in this particular circle, requires average to high levels of just sheer obsession. But again, I find myself governed by this burning need to be stupidly honest. And this, my dear friends and enablers, is just the truth. As you know, I have been doing this MMA thing for quite a while, and I have been feeling just a little detached. Every week, as we enter a new round of controversies and debates over some new toxic development, or even positive developments, because they do sometimes happen, I find myself just not all that interested in getting into it. I guess that's a normal thing to happen. Like, life has ebbs and flows, and normal people totally have jobs and do things that they aren't riveted by all the time. But I happen to have a whiny little bitch for a brain, and it really started acting the fuck up recently. I guess I could have just continued pumping out episodes, especially considering that my show isn't exactly news-driven and that my beautiful guests usually do most of the heavy lifting, but I just didn't want to do that. There's just so much great MMA content out there and so many amazing and inspired and inspiring people behind it that honestly, I've been feeling like I'm cheating a little. I know I might sound just a tad ridiculous saying this, as if I'm somehow so intellectually and creatively elevated that I will turn away a paycheck before I let subpar work make its way into the world. But I mean, you've read my shit. You know that is absolutely not the case. I've put out plenty of subpar work into the world, and I will probably still do a lot more of it before I perish tragically in a peanut butter-related choking accident. And by the way, I am also in no freaking way saying that this show was subpar work. Quite the opposite. In a weird, some would say unprecedented turn of events, I'm actually incredibly proud of Best Camp. And it's for sure been one of the most pleasant, fun, and fulfilling experiences of my professional life. What I'm saying is that while it's perfectly okay and honestly necessary for people to just go through the motions sometimes, I didn't want to keep doing that in this particular case with this particular show. Now, one thing I wanted to be clear is that this is not me saying that I'm done with MMA forever, because I'm really not. I still watch it. I still love many aspects of it. And it's honestly the one thing that I know. I would still love to be a guest on your show if you want me, fellow podcaster. And you best believe my dumb little tweets will be gracing your timelines on fight nights. I'm just stepping away from a position that obligates me to think, talk, and write regularly about MMA. So I can focus my energy on, first of all, being sort of okay with myself, but also feeling excited about it again. Mommy and daddy are just taking some time apart to figure out some stuff, okay? It might just be that I just needed some space. It might just be that I needed some perspective. It might just be that MMA was never the problem, and that it really was just my brain being a spoiled little asshole who refuses to cooperate despite being constantly showered with endorphins and all the murder and medical mysteries it can eat. I might end up reviving the show in a month. I might end up coming up with an entirely new show in 2 months. I might end up moving to Fifi and making a living by swindling rich Americans into buying healing crystals that are really just random rocks. Who knows? But as it stands, that's how things are. And while I didn't really need to explain all of this to you, I wanted to, because I love you. And sharing uncomfortably personal anecdotes that no one asked for really is my love language. With all that said, first of all, I will take the credit for leaving you on a spectacular note. I don't know if you've heard the last two episodes with the incredibly talented Chuck Mendenhall and the endlessly fascinating Karim Zidane, but if you haven't, you should fix that right now. And then you might want to go back a little further and listen to all the other episodes, because all of the show's guests are incredible, and that is just objective, indisputable fact. But also, I wanted to say you're not rid of me just yet. My voice will continue to invade your personal space every week, though at a slightly different capacity, at FanBite's movie podcast, You Love to See It. We have recently undergone a makeover, and I would love nothing more than for you to join me and my co-host, Danielle Riondu, as we discuss good movies, bad good movies, and all the other kinds of movies. Every week. We're fun, and we both can probably injure you in several ways, so consider doing what we say. I will also still be writing for FanBite, though in a different capacity as well. Again, I am not retiring from MMA, so please don't come be little assholes on my DMs if you see me talking or writing about it again a couple of weeks from now. Although I know you won't, because if you listen to this whole thing, you are cool and awesome, and you don't want to make me resent you forever. Now that we have established all that, I guess that's it for this week. And for all the other weeks in the foreseeable future. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, FanBite, for letting me speak. Thank you, Jordan, for making sure I sound good while I do it, and also for everything else. This has been the best camp of my life. And it truly fucking rules.